Views expressed on the following show may not be those of the hosts, guests, or WSPN Skidmore Radio. Talk Saratoga is produced by Saratoga Broadcasting Incorporated and may not be reproduced in part or in whole unless expressed written approval is given. Now, here are the hosts of Talk Saratoga, Rick Thompson and a Saratoga All-Star.
Okay, good morning, and thank you for being with us this morning. We have the Tech Monkeys here for about 15, 20 minutes, and then we'll get into our talk show. But good morning, guys.
Hey, good morning, Rick.
How are you?
We are great.
Rainy morning.
Yeah.
And if we're doing great, that's good. It's a good thing. Our topic this morning that we're going to discuss, as we do a different topic every other Saturday. Today you want to do backup recovery and monthly maintenance. So
that's right.
Why don't we get on that?
Definitely. I mean, that's what we're going to talk about today. Backup, disaster recovery, and monthly maintenance that we offer to some of our clients, especially small businesses. It's very important. Data is the most important thing above all. You know, that's what it is. You know, people's data, their information, especially with businesses, but people at home too. You know, you might have pictures, things that are important to you, sentimental value, whatever it might be. The fact is it's very easy to lose that stuff. You know, most of us have been through a situation at least once where we've lost some valuable data.
Definitely.
You know.
Well, as Chris knows, I'm paranoid about that. So,
I think everybody is.
Yeah.
You know, I think everybody is.
Yeah.
You know, not to mention, like you were talking about last week, passwords, things like that. You know, personal information. But not just that, but sentimental things. Pictures, especially. I've lost pictures that can never be replaced. And that's how I learned my lesson.
Right.
You know.
Now, what's the good way? Because I know a lot of people lose pictures, you know, on their computer and also on their phones. I mean, is there a good way to back that up so that, you know, people don't lose the information and pictures?
Yeah.
And a lot of times people put documents up so that they can be printed out later, you know, like things for their license or work. So,
I mean, I'm a personal believer that you can never have more than enough backup. You can't have too many levels. You know, a lot of times people say, well, that's a bit much, don't you think? No, it isn't. It is, you know, in-house, you're looking at having at least an external hard drive or network-attached storage device, a NAS device like we use, which is a network, you know, capable device, has its own IP address. Like its own, like another computer on the network, or you can just have, you know, most people have even a flash drive is something, you know, copy to it, have another copy of your stuff, have an automatic backup so you know what's happening on a regular basis, you know, the more the merrier.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as what you're talking about, it goes to cloud, which is also another thing. Even if you have network attached storage, you have external hard drive, flash drives, whatever it is you're backing up to, it's still not a bad idea to have that extra level in the cloud.
Mm-hmm.
You know, natural disaster, things happen, houses burn down. What are you going to do then?
You know.
Right, exactly. And Rick, I just wanted to mention anyone out there that's listening that might have an example of how they lost their data. You know, feel free to call in.
Yeah.
The 518-580-5783 WSPN 91.1 radio station, and we'd be happy to talk to you about that and tell us your story.
Yeah,
give a call, because these gentlemen will be here every other week, and you know, even though I put it on my Facebook and it gets out by friends posting it, and I do put it in the paper, they're here to, because they want people to call in and you know, tell them, ask them a question about your computer if you're having a problem, or the topic that we're talking about today. Can you define for me what the cloud is? Because everybody talks about information on the cloud.
Yeah,
and
I think it's this puffy white thing, isn't it?
That's what I think it is. It's up there with the satellites, you know, and the clouds. I have no clue what it is.
We actually do, Rick. We do a blog on our website also. I don't know if you've seen that area of it yet.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the community section, culture section. But we do have a blog there, and most recently we did put up some articles describing that, about the cloud, what it is it for you. We have some articles going up about that. I have some new information going up about that on the website soon as well. So you should definitely check out our website, you know, tech-monkeys.com. Check out the blogs. There's a lot of information there. But the cloud is basically storing information somewhere else on the internet, on a server somewhere else. Okay? There are servers that are literally dedicated to storing information for people, backup information. All this stuff is moved through VPNs, through secure encrypted channels, so you know your stuff is safe coming and going from that server, and that server is protected behind massive firewalls and things of that nature.
Right, right. So if, you know, you're, like Vince said, your house burns down, you have a flood, water damage, theft, you know, all your stuff is protected.
Yeah, and it goes right back to your question too, Rick, because phones, for example. Now, you know, forget network, forget servers, let's talk about phones, people at home. You know, if you have an Apple device, you have access to iCloud. You should be backing up to iCloud. It comes with your phone. Most people don't do it. You know, people come in with an iPhone. Hey, my phone won't turn on all of a sudden, or I forgot the password, whatever it may be. You know, okay, well, when's the last time you backed up to iCloud? Because we need to reset this phone. I don't know.
Yeah.
No one seems to know.
So I think now with, you know, I don't want to stay on the topic of phones, but as you said, with computers and phones, since they're more complex today, I mean, you can store so much information on even a telephone, a cell phone, and computer, you can store massive amounts of information, and it needs to be protected. I mean, you should back it up. And there's a way that you guys can help manage that also, correct?
Definitely, and not even just at the home level. I mean, at the home level, you know, we have the managed webroot that we've talked about quite a few times here. Mm-hmm. That also works on cell phones. When you have webroot, you can also put it on your mobile device. It'll protect your device. Backup, we actually have our own proprietary software. We have something called ZooKeeper, which we use. We would install that for you. We'd back up everything to our servers that we have in the data center in California in the cloud through a secure channel. So we do offer that to people, and that's very cost efficient. You know, most people don't pay more than $5 to $10 a month for their cloud service.
Yeah, that's, you know? Yeah, that's
a couple cups of coffee.
Yeah, really.
Just to feel secure.
Unless you have a massive amount of data. You know, the big issue with that is the initial sync. When we first hook you up to it, it's going to take a little while to get that first backup into the cloud. But once we have it, it's done incrementally, it updates what changes, and it stays current on a regular daily basis.
Yeah. And as far as business goes, how's that go, Vince, as far as,
well, you know? There's different systems that come into play. I'm not going to get too deep into that today because, it's, you know, it's a lot of heavy networking terminology. But we do have managed systems as well that we could put into place on a server in a network that would manage all the mobile devices. A good example of that, when I first started working with it, was with BlackBerry, believe it or not, if you remember the BlackBerry.
Yeah. I remember those.
Yeah.
Yep. They were great.
BlackBerry at one point had taken over, and they had their own software that ran on the servers and monitored all the phones. You have the same type of thing with the new style phones as well. There's a lot of different options, though, now. Mm-hmm. It's not like it used to be where you had to use this or you had to use that. But they basically manage the cell phones the same way we manage computers, keeps track of all of them by their MAC addresses, IMEI numbers, everything like that stored. And, I mean, there's a lot you can do with that. You know, you're seeing everything they do, everywhere they go. The GPS is tracked nowadays as well. So, you know, if you have, this is for companies that are giving their employees cell phones.
Sure.
Basically.
Yeah. I can't stress enough to people that I talk to, and, of course, people that get a hold of you, the amount of not only repair, but safety that you offer people for a really affordable price. I mean, it's, I don't know why everyone doesn't take advantage of it, and I think it's because people don't think about it.
Or they don't understand it.
Right, yeah. Right. What they don't understand, they don't want to do, you know.
Yeah, change, you know.
Yeah.
They don't want to change.
Yeah. And speaking of pricing, you know, that's another thing we wanted to talk about today was that we offer monthly contracts with people, especially small business. You know, you have a small business, a local private doctor, dentist, anything like that.
Yeah, this is huge.
Yeah. I mean, you may have a server, you may not, but chances are a small business is going to have at least, you know, a handful of computers. Maybe they have three, maybe they have five. Maybe they have a few POS registers, whatever it may be that they're working with. But we have a deal which we offer to businesses locally now. You get the whole month, full maintenance, monitoring, everything from us. You get a on-site visit from us every month to make sure everything's in order in person, as well as 24/7 off-site monitoring. That goes for your server, plus up to five computer workstations. So, you know, we do all that. That covers most small businesses. Flat fee, $249 a month. That's it. That's what we do. And that gives them unlimited phone support as well. You know, we're remotely connecting, fixing things for you all month. You're not going to get that bill every time you call us. You're going to get that bill once a month.
And I can also say, I can vouch for when someone calls you that it doesn't take long. And by long, I mean it doesn't take long for you to get back to them.
No.
I mean, I've needed help in the past, and I've called, and I've gotten a call back, within a half hour. I mean, even shorter than that.
As long as it's during normal business hours, we guarantee the 60-minute response.
Yep. You know?
Even after hours, we do that as well for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
You know, obviously, if you're calling at 2, 3 in the morning, it might take a little longer to get a response, but you're going to get immediate response with us for the most part.
Yeah? Now, let me ask you a question. You take care of businesses, too, as you just said. Now, in banking industry, in the banking industry, or in you know, a financial industry, they have equipment that, let's take for an example an ATM. An ATM may be using software, Microsoft 2007. Now, their support's going to run out pretty soon, so they have to upgrade. Could you guys do the upgrade for that, so it would be compliant with?
Yes, it depends on what exactly we're working with.
Right.
You know, most things we can work with, we can upgrade. Unless it's something like an ATM machine is owned by a third party, they're going to be handling that themselves. They're not going to have someone like us come in and do that.
Okay.
Because they're owned by third parties, and then they're rented out.
Okay.
Basically, and then, you know, fees are paid and everyone gets a cut kind of thing. It's kind of like a vending machine.
Right.
You know, the person who owns that ATM, they would be up to them to upgrade their software on it to keep it in compliance. But we've done a lot of work with retail as far as keeping people in compliance, especially since they rolled out the EMV chips.
Okay.
As soon as the EMV came out, everybody needed to upgrade their stuff.
Sure.
Card readers, software, you name it, to be EMV compliant. Because if you can't take those cards,
you lose a lot of business.
Right amount of security.
Yeah.
So even till today, we still see a lot with that, because everyone was forced to upgrade by a certain date, which, you know, was maybe a year or so ago. But they're still doing it. People mm-hmm. are still inactively doing it, or they're behind, or they still haven't figured out how to use their new stuff. So we do a lot of work with that also, definitely. And depending on device, I mean, mostly it's POS systems that we deal with. I don't really deal with too many ATM machines, things like that, but we can. Yeah.
Well, that's great, and the topic I think that is most important is that backup recovery, because without having your information secure, you could have every other bells and whistles on your computer, but if you have it, there is a possibility of losing all your information without having it backed up somewhere. It is a huge problem. Because I keep a lot of information. I work on my computer out of the house. And, you know, if I ever lost information there, I'd be a dead duck. Now, we've talked about what I'm going to do. I think, too, you know, word of mouth is a great thing. And, you know, there's a way to use word of mouth in a business too, and we talked about that. Is, you know, I mean, somebody brings a new customer to you, you can offer them, whatever, but it doesn't have to be, you know, a year's contract. But I think we have to get the word out about backup, and we have to break that barrier down about people not knowing.
Yeah,
what it's
makes
about.
Sense. Right. You know, it makes sense. Because the first time that you have a problem where you need a hard drive recovered and it has to go to a level 2 or a level 3 recovery,
yep,
you're going to be in for thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
And even then, you might not get back all your stuff.
Exactly.
Right. So, Rick, this is kind of a little bit off topic, but I just seen in the news recently, and I just wanted to mention to the public about safety and security of using their cards in machines.
Yeah.
And you know, it made me think about when Vince was talking about ATM. In the news, they had these card readers that people would stick into, like at, say, Stewart's or one of the, you know, gas stations. They would it would go inside where you put your card.
Yes.
And then when you put your card in there, it reads your card number.
Yes.
And then now your account is, all your money is, or some of your money or
really.
And now with Samsung Pay and Apple Pay, they can pull it right out of your pocket.
No kidding.
Yeah.
They can.
So I just want to, mention to the public to, be safe. Take a look at where you're sticking your card. Make sure that it looks legit. It doesn't look kind of bulky because it looks, they make them so that it looks exactly like the machine, but it might stick out a little bit further than normal. So just be careful out there, guys.
If you feel a little resistance on your card, take a look closer at the slot. Make sure it hasn't been tampered with.
Yeah.
Now, all this stuff you would keep your clients or up to date with. I mean, you will let them know this this information.
Great being on your radio show, Rick.
Definitely.
To let the public know the things that they should know about.
Sure.
That's what we're here for.
We're getting a lot of that information out in our blogs every month also.
Yeah.
You know, last thing we put up was basically about public internet safety, about public Wi-Fi.
And if we use you as a as part of our business or even at home, your clients will get these updates from you. So they're kept up to date with the most current information, which, as you guys know, things change in the computer world rapidly. I mean, what's current today may not be current next week.
Right, right. It's for some of these companies, it's difficult to keep up. For instance, we have Webroot, which is a managed service. Okay, we charge $80 for that. And so basically, if it's not 100%, doesn't protect you 100%, because viruses come out, every day, a million viruses. So, even though they're trying to keep up with it, you still might get a virus.
Sure.
But we're there to take care of it anyways.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. You can give a call and say, or you're managing, if someone gets the program from you, it comes, you manage it. I mean, I know Mark, one of the things was, he goes, I'm sitting there and they're in my computer, making sure everything's okay from home, from their office. And I know I had that experience years ago with Microsoft when I first got a Dell computer, which, I use HPs now, but they got right into the computer and they troubleshoot. They don't even have to be on site. Now, that it's safe because you give them the login information to go so you can get in. So it's not like it's... it's out there on your computer that someone can hack into.
A reputable system. We use ConnectWise for that, which that's what every managed service provider uses for the most part.
Yeah, people have to realize, I think, that that hackers are so sophisticated today that you could have the best protection on your computer and they'll find a way in. I mean, they adapt so well to the best virus protection. But what's good about having you two is that you're on top of it and can get rid of it immediately.
Yes. Yep. Yeah. That's exactly right. Rick, so here's a perfect example with Webroot or any antivirus program, right? Say you go out and you get a flu shot, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the doctors and scientists or whatever, they're trying to figure out what's going to be in season, right?
Right.
So Webroot or Norton's or McAfee or whatever, those companies, Webroot, of course, is, I think, and I feel, is better than than those other ones I mentioned. But anyways, so they're trying to block and trying to figure out the viruses that are being put out every day, okay? So some can get through. Okay,
right.
Because it's not foolproof. Just like if you had the flu shot, you still have a possibility of getting the flu.
Oh yeah,
and then you still have to go to the doctors and get you know, a shot or get cured or medicine or whatever. So that's the same. You know, for us, you know, we sell managed web route. We get notifications, you know, telling us that you know that you got a virus before, and then we know before you know that you have a virus. That's why our product works good.
Yeah,
but it's not 100%.
It's not. I mean, there are also viruses that no antivirus product can cure.
Oh, most definitely.
And
I mean,
once you
it's
get something like that. The web root will say, "Hey, I see it. I can't fix it."
Right.
None of them can. In a case like that, we have to reload your machine.
Right.
And it becomes where you have a backup of your data, like we're talking about.
Exactly.
Otherwise, you're going to pay more to have that done at that time.
Exactly.
And then we're going to be reloading the Windows. You're going to get it back like it's brand new. We're going to put everything back together for you. But you know, these are costs that can be avoided. And it brings me to another thing that I really did want to bring up today, Chris.
Mm-hmm.
Monkey Protect.
Yes, yes.
You know, talking about the cloud, we also do imaging now through our cloud server. So if you have a server that's important to your business, let's say, hey, if this server goes down, we can't work, we can't have that ever. Or even a home computer. Hey, my computer is so important to me, I stream music, whatever I do, it can't be down. If it goes down, I need it back right away.
Right.
Okay, we can take an image of that machine, bare metal backup, full snapshot of it, put it in the cloud. Now, you give me a call and say, hey, listen, my hard drive blew up, my computer's dead, I don't know what's going on, the screen's black, whatever. In the meantime, before we can get there, repair it, replace it, whatever has to be done, we can bring your computer back up on a virtual machine within minutes.
Yeah,
your business is back up and running.
Who can?
That's like a no-brainer.
Back up.
Exactly.
This is a monthly charge. It's not cheap, but it's well worth it if you have a machine that you simply can't have.
Most definitely.
I mean, like, for definitely for businesses. I mean, you're going to lose revenue if your machine's down. You can't process your payments. You can't do your inventory. I mean, so it's a no-brainer to do stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. If you're down for a couple hours, you're losing quite a chunk of money.
So, I mean, in our jungle, you know, the ZooKeeper product will help protect people's data by moving their data to our cloud server.
Okay.
Monkey Protect does the entire machine.
Now, I get WebRoot from you. You manage it, and the cost of that is?
$80 a year.
Yep. Now, if here again, if someone for $80 a year, if you don't want your computer taken care of and monitored, I don't know why you would store information on your computer.
Really? Yeah.
Well, guys, our time's up today, but, you know, we'll get this show up, and, you know, you'll be back hopefully next week with an expanded time slot. You know, maybe we can get you 40 minutes or even an hour. And, you know, I'll do better on getting the word out. And, you know, we've talked to a lot of people, and anybody I talk to says, you got to be kidding me. I didn't know this. So getting the word out is important. And, you know, if you're listening at home and you're afraid to call in, you know, next week will be your opportunity, and tell your friends to listen, because everybody, if you have a computer, at some point you're going to have a problem. And what better protection to have for $80 a year is to get the virus protection and have it monitored. And you got these guys at your fingertips, you know.
Yes,
call
all
the time.
In. You know, I mean, free tech support.
That's
call,
right.
Call in. We'll talk. We'd be happy to talk to you.
That's right. So, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you, Rick.
All right.
Appreciate it.
No problem.
Thank you, Rick.